今天早上我的题目是在还没太迟之前。
My topic today is before it is too late.
让我们把圣经打开来看传道书第十二章第一节到第八节。
Please open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 1 to 8.
首先我用中文来念，然后 Nancy, 用英文来念。
I'll read in Chinese first and then Nancy will read in English.
让我们专心来听神的话语。
Let's hear the word of God.
传道书第十二章第一节，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾降临之先，当纪念造你的主，不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回，看守房屋的发抖，有力的起身，推磨的虚少就仔细，从窗户往外看的都昏暗，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫人就起来，歌唱的女子也都衰微，人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花，蚱蜢成为重担，人所厌的都废掉，因为人归他永远的家，吊赏的在街上往来，银链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁损坏，水轮在井口破烂，尘土乃归于地，灵乃归于神赐灵的神。传道者说，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1 to 8. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them. Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain. In the day that the watchmen of the house tremble, and mighty men stoop, and the grinding ones stand idle because they are few, and those who look through windows grow dim, and the doors on the street are shut as the sound of the grinding mill is low. One will arise at the sound of the bird, and all the daughters of song will sing softly. Furthermore, men are afraid of a high place and of terrors on the road. The almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper drags himself along, and the caperberry is ineffective. For man goes to his eternal home while mourners go about in the street. Remember him before the silver cord is broken and the golden bowl is crushed. The pitcher by the well is shattered, and the wheel at the cistern is crushed. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity.
那所罗门王写这个传道书的时候已经年纪老迈了。
When Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, he was already old.
他以这个亲身的经历来写了这本书。
He used his own life experience to write this book.
那在结束的时候他讲了一些很重要的话。
And at the end of it, he said some very important things.
那么他说在人的一生里面他经历了两个人生的事实。
He said that at the end of his life, he experienced two things.
第一，如果一个人没有神，他的生命是虚空的。
The first one is, if a man does not have God, his life is empty.
那么第二个事实就是每一个人必须要面对这个生死的问题。
And the second one is that every person must face the question of life and death.
那么所罗门王曾经以这个物质、财富、女人和人的智慧来满足自己的心灵。
Solomon had tried to use material goods, wealth, women, and worldly wisdom to fill his empty heart.
但却发现到这些都不能够 满足他的需求。
But he found out that all these things could not fulfill his needs.
啊，就如他所说，如果一个人活在世界上没有神，生命是虚空的。
Just as he said, if a man lives on earth and does not have God, his life is vanity.
啊，一般的人以为这个物质、财富、名誉和地位能够满足人这个空虚的心灵。
Most people believe that material goods, wealth, worldly wisdom, fame can fill our hearts.
可是所罗门王说这一切都是虚空的。
But Solomon tells us all of this is vanity.
所以在传道书第十二章第八节他再一次的说虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空的。
So he says once again in chapter 12, verse 8, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
那么因此他劝告我们不要跟随他的脚步。
So he warns us not to follow his steps.
那么尝试以这些物质、财富、地位和名义来满足自己的空虚的心灵。
And not for us to not try to use position, wealth, material goods, and fame to fill our empty hearts.
那么他说我们应当在还年幼的时候
He says that while we're still young,
身体还没有衰退的时候
while our bodies are still strong,
还有生命气息的时候当纪念我们的主
and while we still have life, we should remember our Lord.
那么有些自称自己是基督徒的人这么说。
Some so-called or people who call themselves Christians say.
啊，等我把我的经济基础打好之后。
Wait till I have a good economic foundation.
等我的孩子长大之后。
Wait until my children have grown up.
等我退休之后。
Wait until after I have retired.
等我有时间的时候才来侍奉这位神。
Wait until I have more time to serve God.
但是所罗门王在传道书第一章十二章第一节这么说。
But Solomon in chapter 12 verse 1 says,
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先当纪念造你的主。
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them.
那么从今天早上我们所看的经文，所罗门王提醒我们为何要纪念我们的主。
From the verses we looked at today, Solomon reminds us that we have to remember our Lord.
并且劝告我们当在年幼的时候纪念我们的主。
And he urges us to remember God in our youth.
不要等到身体衰弱的时候。
Don't wait until we're weak.
没有气力的时候。
Until we have no strength.
临终的时候才来纪念我们的主。
And when the end is near, before we start to remember our Lord.
所以第一节、第二节，所罗门王说：“你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾降临之前，当纪念你的主。”
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them.
不要等到日头光明月亮星宿变成黑暗以后云彩返回。
Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain.
那么所罗门王在这段经文提到不要等到这个衰败的日子到来的时候。
Solomon in these verses says, don't wait until the evil days come.
错过这个机会才来纪念我们的主。
And lose the opportunity to remember our God.
他说应当在年幼的时候纪念我们的主。
He says that we should remember our Lord when we're young.
那么年幼这两个字在英文圣经翻译成幼。
This is translated as youth.
也就是青少年那段时期。
And that can also be called the period of adolescence.
那么青少年那段时期充满这个活力。
The period of adolescence is full of energy.
他们的身体正在成长，正在改变。
Their bodies are growing and changing.
那么情绪跟思想都经历一段很动荡的一段时期。
And their moods and feelings enter into a period of instability.
我们通常在这段时期里面，他们都很多幻想。
They also have a lot, often have a lot of fantasies.
那么在这段改变和不稳定的时期，所罗门王说。当纪念你的主。
And in this period of instability and change, Solomon says, you must remember your God.
那么纪念这两个字不只是一种意念。
To remember this word doesn't just mean a mental act.
包括我们的生活这行动。
It also includes the actions we take in life.
好像敬拜神一样。
Like,worshiping God.
不只是心中产生那种意念。
It's not that just we have this idea in our hearts.
也包括我们生活里面所作所为。
It includes everything that we do in our lives.
那无论是吃喝、工作、处事为人、奉献金钱、时间、侍奉神等等的事情，都是敬拜神。
No matter whether it's eating, drinking, taking care of things, giving money, giving our time to serve God, all these things count as worship.
同样的纪念主也是如此。
In the same way, remembering our God is like this.
不只是一种意念。
It's not just a mental act.
也包括我们生活里面所做的事情。
It includes everything we do in our lives.
这些事情包括吃喝处事为人，我们的工作，侍奉神，奉献金钱等等的事情。
And that includes eating, drinking, giving of money, giving our time to serve God, everything.
所以青少年是一个人一生中一段很重要的一段时期。
Adolescence is a really important time in a person's life.
那么这段时期好像这个粘土一样。
This time of life is just like clay.
可以把它塑造成不同的形象。
It can be shaped into different shapes.
但是这个粘土它干了之后。
But after the clay is dry.
那么它的形象就不能够被改变了。
Its shape cannot be changed.
所以。在这段很重要的时期里面，所罗门王说：“你们这些青少年。”
So in this really important time, adolescence, Solomon said,
应当纪念你的主。
You should remember the Lord your God.
那么有年幼孩子的，或者有青少年的父母亲。
And those parents here who have young children and adolescents.
应当帮助他们认识这位真神。
You should help them to know the true God.
然后使到他们能够成为一个敬畏神的人。
So that they can become a person who fears the Lord.
因为这段时间很快就会过去。
Because this period of time will pass away so quickly.
如果不珍惜的话，机会就错过了。
If you don't take advantage of it, then the opportunity will be missed.
我在17岁的时候接受耶稣成为我的救主。
I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 17.
那么在那一年，我所参加的教会突然间有30多位青少年来到教会。
At that time, the church that I was attending had 30 plus young people all of a sudden join the church.
是一个很小的教会。
It was a very small church.
小小的教会有这么多的青少年来参加教会是很不寻常的事情。
For such a small church to have so many young people join all at once was really unusual.
因为在之前的20-30年里面，教会只不过是有不到十个的年长基督徒在那边聚会。
Because in the past 20 or 30 years, they'd only had about 10 or so older people worshiping there.
那么突然间来了这么多的青少年。
And then all of a sudden, so many young people came.
那么使到教会进入一个很复兴的一个时期。
It caused a great revival in the church.
但是我回顾当年，我感到有点遗憾。
But when I look back on that time, I feel some regret.
因为当时的青少年没有好好的被教导还有培训。
Because the young people of that time had, were not discipled very well.
然后直到不少的青少年离开了教会,
so that in the end, a lot of them left the church.
也没有真正接受耶稣成为他们的救主,
and they hadn't truly accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
那是的,青少年那段时期是一段很重要的一段时期。
Yes, adolescence is a very important time in our lives.
所以所罗门王以自己的身份,一个年长的身份来劝导这些青少年。
So Solomon uses his position as an elder to encourage the young people.
他说,你们要在年幼的时候纪念你们的主。
You must, while you are young, remember the Lord your God.
你们要在年幼的时候纪念你们的主。
Remember the Lord your God when you're young.
而不要等到年纪老迈的时候才想要纪念你们的主。
And don't wait until you're old before you start to remember your God.
所以在这里他说不要等到日头光明月亮星宿变为黑暗, 迎后迎彩返回,
before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain.
那么这节经文的意思就是说,
the meaning of this verse is, don't wait until you're old before you think of the Lord your God.
所以日头光明月亮星宿是代表这个年轻那段时期。
The sun, the light, the moon, the stars, they all represent the youth, time of youth.
那么这个黑暗是代表年老的时候,当这个记忆衰退的时候。
And the darkness represents when we get old and our memory starts to fail.
所以在传道书第12章第3节到第5节这段经文,所罗门王以各种不同的单词图画来形容一个人,一个老年人必须要面对的问题。
So Solomon in Ecclesiastes 12 verses 3 to 5 uses four word pictures to describe what an old person faces.
在第3节他说,看守房屋的发抖,有力的起身,推磨的稀少就仔细,从窗户往外看的都昏暗。
In the day that the watchmen of the house tremble, and mighty men stoop, the grinding ones stand idle because they are few, and those who look through windows grow dim.
那么这节经文有4个单词图画。
This verse has 4 word pictures.
就是看守房屋,有力起身,推磨,还有这个窗户。
There is the watchman of the house, the mighty men stoop, the grinding ones, and the windows.
看守房屋的 是指人的手。
The watchman of the house means our hands.
看守房屋的发抖就是指人的手发抖。
The watchman of the house tremble means our hands start to tremble.
年纪老迈的人有这个现象。
People who are older often have this phenomenon.
特别如果他们犯了这个Parkinson的话。
Especially if they have Parkinson's disease.
那么有力起身是指一个人的身体,
a mighty man stoop means a person's back has started to stoop.
不像年轻的时候站得直直。
Not like we stand so straight and tall when we're young.
推磨的是指我们的牙齿。
The grinding ones mean our teeth.
牙齿掉了越来越少。
Our teeth fall out, they become fewer and fewer.
有人在笑。
Some people are laughing.
那么曾经有对夫妇。 夫妻啊,
there's a husband and wife.
结婚了50年。
They have been married for 50 years.
那么有一天太太对丈夫说,
one day the wife said to her husband,
我现在跟以前不一样了。
Things are so different now.
她说以前你坐很靠近,坐得很靠近,靠近我啊。
Before you, when you sat, you used to sit right next to me.
那么先生就对他说,
and the husband said to her,
那还可以,有的补救的。
Well, I can fix that.
他就在沙发上以上贴身的坐在太太的身边。
So he sat on the sofa right next to her.
然后太太又说,
after that, the wife said,
你曾经把我抱得紧紧的。
You used to hug me so tightly.
啊，先生也说啊，这个没有问题，就把她抱得紧紧。
And the husband said, "No problem," and he hugged her tightly.
对她说怎么样？
And he said to her, "How's that?"
啊，太太继续地说。
The wife continued on.
你曾经用你的嘴唇亲我的脸。
You used to use your mouth to kiss my face.
然后先生就站起来离开了客厅。
The husband stood up and left the living room.
那太太问他说：“你到哪里去？”
The wife asked him, "Where are you going?"
啊，先生对他说：“我一阵就回来的。”
The husband said, "I'll be back in a minute."
啊，我去拿我的假牙。
I'm going to get my dentures.
啊，推磨的渐渐的稀少。
The grinding ones, are few.
啊，牙齿越来越少。
And our teeth are fewer and fewer.
啊，吃东西的时候不能够好好的咬。
When we're eating, it's hard to chew.
那我曾经听过我的母亲说。
I once in the past I heard my mother say.
她说年轻的时候吃东西很有味道。
When I was young and I ate, everything was so appetizing.
然后现在牙齿没了，胃口也没有这么好了。
And now I don't have many teeth, so I don't have much appetite either.
有没有这个感受？
Have you had this feeling?
啊，从这个窗户往外看昏暗。
And those who look through the windows grow dim.
是指这个眼睛昏花了。
This means our eyesight is getting worse.
我年轻的时候，我看东西看得很清楚。
When I was young, I could see things very clearly.
啊，现在没有眼睛看不到。
Now if I don't have glasses, I can't see anything.
那么有一天我在上班的时候。
One day I was at work.
那突然间看到眼前的东西看得有点模糊。
All of a sudden, the words in front of me looked blurry.
必须要把增加的距离。
And I had to move it back.
啊，我知道我有老花眼了。
That was the beginning of presbyopia. Old age.
以后你有这个现象，你知道你有老花眼了。
So if you know what this is, if you've
有老花眼就必须要戴老花眼镜。
If you have this problem, you have to wear reading glasses.
啊，不然的话就看不到近在眼前的东西。
If you don't have them, you can't see what's in front of your face.
每次我到商店买东西的时候。
Every time I go to the store and go shopping.
所以我一定要记得戴这个老花眼镜。
I have to remember to bring my reading glasses.
不然的话买这个商品也不知道它过期的日子。
If I don't, then I can't see the expiration date on the food.
然后除了这个现象，一个年老的人，在第四节他说，街门关闭推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫人就起来，歌唱的女子也都衰微。
In addition to the things we just talked about, verse 4 continues on, and the doors on the street are shut as the sound of the grinding mill is low. And one will arise at the sound of the bird, and all the daughters of song will sing softly.
啊，这个是指他的听觉有问题了。
This means that his hearing has problem.
啊，虽然如此，但是鸟雀一叫，他就会起来。
Then when the birds start to call, he just woke up.
年老的人不能够睡得很迟的。
Those who are older can't sleep very late at all.
啊，通常一大早就会起来，对不对？
And often wake up very early, isn't that true?
一点点的声音就把他们吵醒。
Just a little bit of noise will wake.
不像年轻的时候睡到中午还没有起来。
Not like when you were younger, you could sleep till noon before you woke up.
还有在第五节这里说，人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花。
Then in verse 5 it says, furthermore, men are afraid of a high place and of terrors on the road. The almond tree blossoms.
老年人都怕高的地方。
Older people often are afraid of high places.
原因就是避免要被要不要跌倒。
And the reason is they want to prevent a fall.
老年人不像年轻人到处走。
When you're older, you can't walk everywhere like young people.
因为脚没有力了。
Because your legs and feet are weak.
有没有听过人说你要以理由不要等到走不动的时候。
Have you ever heard people say that, don't wait till you're older?
还有杏树开花。
also the almond tree blossoms.
啊，这种杏树是生长在中东。
These almond trees are from the Middle East.
啊，在冬天的时候才开花的。
They don't blossom until winter time.
所以它开的花是白色的。
And when they blossom, the flowers are white.
很明显的，这个单词图画是指老年人的白头发。
This word picture is obviously pointing to the white hair we get when we're older.
我们这个身体好像汽车一样。
Our bodies are like a car.
啊，车子还新的时候啊，很好开的。
When the car's still new, it's so great to drive.
啊，没有任何的问题。
There's no problems.
啊，只要加油换机油就行了。
As long as you give it gas and change the oil, it's fine.
五年、十年过后。
After 5 or 10 years.
啊，车子开起来就没有那么顺了。
The car is not so easy to drive.
啊，15年、20年之后。
After 15 or 20 years.
啊，车子开始发出那些很不寻常的声音，到这里响，那里响。
It starts to make weird noises.
啊，经常要送去修理。
You often have to take it to the repair shop.
啊，就好像老年人经常要去看医生一样。
Just like when we're older, we often have to go to the doctor.
啊，现今的社会有不同等级的养老院了。
In our modern society, there are different types of places for older people to live.
还能够走动的老年人，他们到一个地方叫做 assisted living.
Older people who are still able to walk go to a place called assisted living.
然后走动不方便的老年人，他们到一个地方叫做 nursing home 或者养老院。
And those who can't walk well have to go to a nursing home.
那么这些老年人必须有人啊，特别是那些护士来照顾他们。
And these people have to have nurses to take care of them.
因为身体衰退到一个地步，不能够照顾自己了。
Because their bodies have failed to such a degree that they can't take care of themselves anymore.
啊，这个科技先进的社会带给老年人不少的方便。
This technologically advanced society has brought many conveniences to older people.
啊，眼睛昏花的可以戴。啊，老花眼镜是吧？
Those who have presbyopia can wear reading glasses.
啊，听说现在还有什么 laser.
And you also have the, I've heard there's the LASIK surgery.
那么听觉有问题，还有这个耳机，很先进的耳机。
And those who have trouble hearing can wear the hearing aids.
啊，没有牙齿的可以戴假牙嘛。
Those without teeth can get dentures.
啊，还有种牙。
And
implant.
Oh, implant. So, I don't know that word.
如果你不喜欢白头发的，可以把它染成各种各样的颜色。
If you don't like white hair, you can dye it all kinds of colors.
啊，还有各种各样的仪器帮助老年人面对身体衰退所带来的问题。
There's all types of things that can help older people face the problems they get by from failing health.
那么虽然这些东西帮助老年人解决生活上很多不方便的问题。
And although these things help older people face the problems that they get from aging.
但是他们却不能够解决身体衰退的根源。
But they can't solve the problem that's at the root of our aging.
也就是死亡。
And that's death.
因此所罗门王说，我们应当在年幼的时候纪念我们的主。
And so Solomon says we must remember our God in our youth.
啊，不要等到年纪老迈的时候。
Don't wait until we're old.
看不清楚的时候。
When we can't see well anymore.
听不到的时候。
When we can't hear.
走不动的时候。
When we can't walk.
我们才来想要纪念主。
Before we start to remember our God.
我们到时可能会太迟了。
At that time, it may be too late.
而人的身体一天比一天衰老。
A person's health is getting worse and worse every day.
那所罗门王说，我们必须要在身体还没有老化之前纪念我们的主。
And Solomon says we must remember our God before our health gets bad.
不要等到没有力气的时候才来想要侍奉神。
Don't wait until a time when we have no more strength before we start to serve God.
那有点太迟了。
That may be a little bit too late.
想做都无能为力了。
We want to do things, but at that time there's no more strength.
人的身体不只会老化，也会面对死亡的。
Not only will we get older, we will face death.
所以在第五节，所罗门王说：“因为人归他永远的家，吊赏的在街上往来。”
So Solomon in verse 5 says, "For man goes to his eternal home, while mourners go about in the street."
每一个人最终必须要到这个永恒的、永远的家。
Every person must go to an eternal home.
人死了不是什么都没有的。
After we die, it's not like there's just nothing anymore.
啊，他将会到一个永恒的地方去。
We will go to an eternal home.
然后根据圣经，永恒的地方有两个。
According to the Bible, there are two eternal homes.
一个就是天堂，另外一个是地狱。
One is heaven and the other is hell.
所以在第六节他又说，银链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉边损坏，水轮在井口破烂。
Verse 6 says, Remember him before the silver cord is broken, and the golden bowl is crushed, the pitcher by the well is shattered, and the wheel at the cistern is crushed.
然后这节经文采用四个单词图画来形容死亡的到来。
This verse uses four word pictures to describe the arrival of death.
啊，人的生命好像一个金罐子一样。
Our lives are like a golden bowl.
啊，被这个银链撑住。
It's held up by the silver cord.
那么当这个银链折断的时候
，And when the silver cord breaks,
那么金罐子就掉在地上。
The golden bowl falls on the floor.
然后破碎了。
And it's broken.
啊，这个是形容人的生命的结束。
This describes the end of our lives.
那个瓶子在泉旁损坏是指心脏停止跳动的意思。
The pitcher by the well is shattered means that our heart stops beating.
那水轮在井口破烂是指血液循环停止的意思。
The wheel at the cistern is crushed means our blood stops circulating.
然后在第七节，所罗门王就说，
And Solomon continues in verse 7.
啊，尘土乃归于地，灵乃归于赐灵的神。
Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
那么神是用尘土造人的。
God used dust to create man.
所以当人死后，必须要归于尘土。
And so when we die, after we die, we return to the dust.
那么神创造人的时候，啊，赐给人这个灵。
When God created man, He gave us a spirit.
那么使到他有生命。
And that gave us life.
啊，当人失去这个生命的时候，他的灵就归回给神。
When we lose our lives, that spirit returns to God.
所以在诗篇第104篇第29节这么说。
And so it says in Psalm 104:29.
你掩面，他们便惊慌。你收回他们的气，他们就死亡，归于尘土。
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to the dust.
那么人死后，他的身体就开始腐烂。
After we die, our bodies start to decay.
啊，变为尘土。
And become dust.
因为他是从尘土而来的。
Because they are from the dust.
那么有些人以为自己可以永远的活在这个世界上。
Some people believe they'll live on this earth forever.
啊，体会不到这个死亡的真实。
And will never experience the fact of death.
啊，特别是年轻人呢。
Especially those who are young.
啊，以为生命是无限的。
They believe that life is unlimited.
啊，感觉不到一天生命将会结束。
They can't feel that one day life will end.
我在年幼的时候很少想到这个死亡。
When I was young, I rarely thought about death.
啊，但是岁月渐渐的增加的时候。
But as I got older and older.
啊，身体渐渐衰退的时候。
And as my body has gotten weaker and weaker.
啊，死亡就越来越真实。
Death is more and more of a fact in my life.
啊，诗篇九十篇是摩西在他的晚年写的。
Psalm 90 was written by Moses when he was older.
Yeah. Oh, cool. 所以在诗篇九十篇第四节到第六节这么说。
So in verses 4 to 6 it says,
在你看来千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一根，他叫你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉。
For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep.
早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚下各下枯干。
In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away.
而在第十节，我们的一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可以到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便飞而去。
In verse 10 it says, As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
然后在第十二节，他说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And then in verse 12 it says, So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
那么最后他在十七节说，愿主我们神荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功。我们所手做的工，愿你坚立。
And then in verse 17 it says, Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
那么这些经文提醒我们，有一天我们生命会结束的。
These verses remind us that one day our lives will end.
我们应当好好的掌握这个机会来服侍这位真神。
We must do our best to grab the opportunity to serve God.
每一个人生下来只不过是七八十年的日子。
We all only have about 70 or 80 years of life.
可能是多一点。
Maybe a little bit more.
也可能是少一点。
And maybe a little less.
无论多少，有一天将会离开这个世界。
No matter how much it is, one day we will leave this world.
那么因此我们必须在还有生命的时候来纪念我们的主。
And so we must, while we still have life, remember the Lord our God.
那回顾我信主还有被神呼召。
When I look back upon my belief, when I came to believe in Jesus as my Savior and God's call,
那么心里面没有感到一点的遗憾。
I have no regrets in my heart.
那么刚说过，我是在17岁的时候信耶稣。
As I just said, I was 17 when I accepted Jesus.
那么在2000年的时候，我回应神的呼召去读神学。
And in the year 2000, I answered God's call to go to seminary.
那么过后我出来牧会。
After I finished seminary, I came out to be a pastor.
一直到今天。
All the way until today.
这么多年来，我没有感到后悔。
All these years, I have no regrets.
感谢神让我做了这些美好的决定。
I'm so thankful to God that He had me make this decision.
可能你在想，等我把书读好之后。
You might be thinking, wait until I finish school.
等我把我的事业建立好之后。
Wait until I establish my career.
等我的孩子长大离家之后。
Wait until my children grow up and leave home.
等我退休之后。
Wait until after I retire.
等我有时间的时候。
Wait until I have time.
我才来侍奉这位神，纪念这位主。
And then I will begin to serve God and remember God.
机会只有一个。
We only have one opportunity.
错过机会就不能够挽回了。
If we miss this opportunity, it will not come back again.
所以你趁着年幼衰败日子尚未来到，就是你所说的我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之间，当纪念的主。
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no delight in them.
不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，以后迎彩挽回。
Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and clouds return after the rain.
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息，安静在神的面前。
Let us meditate and reflect on the message we heard today.
Today 就是纪念主的时候。
Today is the day that we remember our Lord.
不要等到明天。
Don't wait for tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天如何。
Because we don't know about tomorrow.
我们应当在我们还有气力的时候。
We should do it while we still have strength.
有生命的时候。
When we have life.
来纪念我们这位主。
Remember our Lord.
把我们的生命摆上来侍奉他。
We give our life unto him.
如果错过机会的话
，If we miss the chance，
永远都不能够挽回的。
We may not be able to we get it again.
让我们从今天开始就。忠心地来服侍这位神。
May we start to serve our Lord today faithfully.
把我们的生命摆上。
We sacrifice our life.
来跟随他。
Follow him.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你赐给我们一个顺服的心。
Lord, please give me the obedience.
求你帮助我们不要在这一生中为世上的事情来劳碌。
Lord, please help us not to lose ourselves in all the business.
而把我们的眼目专注在你的身上。
Instead, we focus our life on you.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.